knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door, and welcome to the Regal Beagle Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today for another week in a row, my cousin Cameron. Cameron, how are you doing today?
Hello. Hey. It's good to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. It's been a while, been many, many weeks, months, I should say, since you were last on the podcast.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a little bit of a following, you know, growing. You know, I think it's like, what's the saying? Like, what is it?
I don't
Absence
know.
Absence
makes the heart grow fonder?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I think also we established last week that I'm the voice of reason for, you know, those of us that, you know, want a sort of a, an unbiased take on the show, maybe, if that.
Unbiased take?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose so, if you are in the opposite camp that Three's Company isn't the greatest television show of all the universe.
Okay.
Then, yeah, you would be, I guess, the voice of reason.
Yeah.
But here we go. Season 3, Episode 20, An Anniversary Surprise. It aired March 13th, 1979, directed by Dave Powers, written by Roger Shulman and John Baskin. Mr. Roper sells the building, but everyone thinks he's having an affair. What did you think of An Anniversary Surprise?
Wow.
This is a big one.
This is a big one. Dare I say that I think I enjoyed this episode.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, but I don't know. Like, I can't tell if it's subconsciously because it seems like we're never going to see the Ropers again. Are we going to see the Ropers again?
No.
Are you lying to me?
No.
This is the last time that the Ropers are in the show.
Yeah.
There's That's five it. More seasons.
I know.
What's That's happening?
It. That's it. It's done. When this episode,
that was wait.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the end?
That was the end.
I think I like this episode a lot less now.
Well,
what an unceremonious goodbye. What was that?
Well, okay, here's the thing. The night that it aired, they also aired the pilot after this episode, the pilot for their spin-off show, The Ropers.
Their spin-off was after the third season?
Yeah. So they spun it off after the third season because I guess, you know, The Ropers really hit home with everybody. And when you think about it, you know, I was thinking about this the other day is, yeah, not counting the first season because it was only 6 episodes. And
right.
Back then, seasons lasted for 22 to 25 episodes. And the first season, in quotes, is 6 episodes long. So it's not even a season.
True.
And this season only had 22. So really just 2 seasons of television the Ropers were on, and people still talk about them. They joke about them. They reference them. You know, when there's a couple who's fighting, it's like, oh, you're like the Ropers.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if there's a woman dressed in those kinds of dresses.
Yeah, okay.
Wow, you look like Mrs. Roper. So they hit so like a nerve with pop culture in 2 years. That's like insane. So for them to get a spinoff, I could see why, because they were just such a popular two characters. They thought, hey, we could probably turn this into a, you know, into a dynasty.
Wow. I'm sort of in shock. I mean, when you told me that there was a spinoff, I assumed that it was after they sort of like pulled the plug on Three's Company.
Right. Well, there's a further theory that's being floated around. Norman Fell, who played Stanley Roper, was in the 1960 movie Ocean's 11 with Sammy Davis Jr. and Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin. They were all, you know, in this movie. And you know the story because they rebooted it with George Clooney, Brad Pitt.
Right.
And got a ton of other.
Cedric the Entertainer.
Was he part of that?
I think
can't remember.
So.
Or was it Ocean's 12
or 13?
No,
sorry. No, Bernie. Bernie Mac.
Oh, Bernie Mac. Yeah,
Not
Bernie
Cedric.
Mac.
Apologies.
Who's also a fellow king of comedy.
Yes.
So. I'm not Mel Brooks, but I'm thinking of the other. He's like a a director himself, but he also acts. Anyways.
Yes.
That was the reboot. The original was in 1960 with Norman Fell as one of the 11 Ocean's 11. And so the theory goes, Mr. Roper is that character in disguise. Like, you think he's the cheapest guy in the world. How does he have the money to buy a building? So the theory is he is actually the character from Ocean's 11 who changed his name, bought the building with the money he stole.
Yeah.
And, you know.
No.
Okay. And he lives as as Mr. Roper.
Okay.
And that just kind of gives it a little. And that was floated around when you think about it. In the episode, Mrs. Roper goes, we've been in this building for 14 years. And that was 1979. Ocean's 11 was 1960. So it's within the year range of that. Like, they could have been like on the run and then they bought the building.
Yeah.
And then they stayed there for 14 years. I'm just saying.
Do you buy into this theory?
Yeah, totally love it.
Really?
I'm there.
Have you've watched the original?
No, I never watched the original. No. And I want to now because this theory has only been floated by me recently.
Okay.
But I love it. I'm in.
I just, like, going back to the episode, I mean, I thought I really liked it, but now that was kind of their swan song, like, I'm sort of shrugging here. Like, that was how they said goodbye to the Ropers?
Pretty much. I think, you know, as is the case, I believe the kids did guest spots, and I think the Ropers came back for guest spots.
Okay.
But no, they're done.
They're done?
They're done.
Wow.
You don't see them again in this season as well. They're done.
Yeah, but I thought I would. I mean, or I didn't.
I think they, you know what? I have yet to go into season four, but it's pretty much done. Like, I don't want to spoil season four for you with, like, who comes in and what happens.
Right.
But I will say this. Whoever replaced the Ropers is my favorite landlord on Three's Company. So, like, it gets better.
So we haven't.
It actually gets better.
So we're already, like, almost over, like, 50 episodes into the show, and we're still not at your favorite character. Okay, well,
yeah, like, oh my gosh. Let's put it this way: the person who replaced the Ropers.
Okay.
You know, some of his characteristics, some of his. The way I've incorporated into my personal life. He's just the man.
Your day-to-day life?
I just love the dude, man. I love him.
Okay.
Like, I love him. He's the best. He's like, he rivaled Jack Tripper for me. He was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, he's the best. And once you get into that part of the show, and there's lots of people, the first question Sirius Three's Company fans ask each other is, you know, what era? Are you with Ropers or this guy?
Wow.
Yeah. And you can really, when you say this guy, you really kind of almost bond with that Three's Company fan.
So this is a big episode.
Yeah, it's big.
This is
it's
a big really, episode. Yeah, there's really a little, big. Yeah. Wow.
What else is there? There's the real estate agent.
Mrs. Dawson.
Yeah. Who's played by Ruta Lee. She's still around and she's Canadian.
Wow. Okay.
There's a little
shout out to there. Mrs. Dawson.
Yeah, yeah. And she's still acting today. So, but yeah, it's a real goodbye. And I think you could kind of tell in that last scene there.
Well, that's it. Hugging. Felt a little like, oh, is this it? But it was never. I mean, I guess you don't. They're not going to sort of break the fourth wall and say we're not coming back. But I mean, it felt very like there was a finality to it. But versus. Other episodes.
What cushioned the blow is right after it, they aired the pilot.
Yeah.
Like, what cushioned the blow that night was they aired the pilot. So, you know, good things were about to happen to everybody, you know. But I think it was kind of risky for the show to do. But on the other hand, given who replaced them, it just got better for me. But they didn't
they
know that.
Did they know who the replacement was when
that
they
I don't know.
Cut the Ropers?
Yeah, that I don't know. And that, like, when I think about it, wow, man, that's such a risk to do that and to put it on this guy's shoulders.
Mm.
But, I mean, he was already established comedic giant.
Yeah.
So it wasn't. But
now that I think about it, too, they did sort of like lay the groundwork for somebody to come in because there was a conversation with Jack and Mr. Roper about the new landlord. And Mr. Yes. Roper's like, I told him that you're gay.
Yes.
So it's like, we're going to keep this going. Yeah. Right? Like, everything that we've got, what this show is built on,
yeah.
is not going away.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Person
yeah.
that's coming in is going to be, you know, yeah. living the same lie that
yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
Right? So I was like, okay, well, they're laying the groundwork for a replacement, I guess. But I didn't think it would just be so sudden. I thought they're selling it and it's sold, but maybe there's some, like, time to, but I guess, I don't know.
What else could you do with this show?
True.
You have to keep it going. And also, it was the end of the season, so that was the kind of cliffhanger to keep everyone interested. It had already been 2 years, and, you know, who knows if everyone would have moved on. So they had to keep the fires burning.
Yeah.
Man, did they ever. After this little hump. Because it was, how many jokes, honestly, now, you know, in hindsight, how many jokes can you tell where, okay, Stanley doesn't like having sex and
but this was the, this was the episode.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
comes
yeah,
home right, yeah. and he's ready to go.
Yeah, yeah, that's
and
true.
Even Mrs. Roper's like, what the fuck are you yeah, doing? Yeah.
She didn't even know what he was.
No. Yeah. So I guess, I mean, looking at it now, it's like, okay, what a perfect way to see them go. Like, Mr. Right. Roper's finally ready to, and then she's not having any of it. Oh, God. Okay. Well.
There you go.
Wow.
Well, come back next week.
But the Ropers are gone.
Yeah, they're not coming back
next week. Yeah, I don't.